And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo-Woo. And in this episode, I'm just going to do a bit of a vlog because it's been a while since I did that. And I just want to give you an update on all the things that's going on and things like that. So let's get into this. So one of the things you might immediately notice is the camera quality is a bit different, and this is because this time I'm using the DSLR. And the reason I'm doing that is because people have been asking me about how am I getting such good quality on the videos and stuff like that. And in fairness, I do think there is good quality on the videos that I've been doing recently. And it's all because of this guy. It's the DJI Pocket Osmo. And I have the DSLR set to not go to autofocus because my DSLR, it's a D5600, and it's the autofocus is just terrible on it. Now, the DJI Osmo Pocket is brilliant, but there has a few limitations. The limitations are the things that the DSLR is quite good at, and that is getting the kind of cinematic quality that you get from a DSLR that you don't really get from the DJI Pocket Osmo. But that's not far off or whatever. The main thing is that you can't get the blurry backgrounds that you know people crave and they want and all of those things, which you can totally get with a DSLR. Now, my DSLR has a crop sensor, so there is still an issue with for people who don't know what I'm talking about, then you know, play among yourselves if you're not interested. But the aperture of a crop sensor is also cropped as well, so you're not getting the full. So even though my 35mm is 1.8, it's not really, it's 3.6 or something equivalent. I don't know the exact maths. So the other thing about the DSLR that isn't great is it doesn't shoot in 4K, whereas the DJI Osmo Pocket does. And I think an awful lot of the things that people are going, the quality kind of level of the videos recently, is because it's in 4K. And I know as soon as you're upload one video in 4K to YouTube, you get into a new algorithm or a new processing thing, and it all, all your videos look slightly better. Up until then, 1080s looked a bit blurred, and that's just the way it is, I suppose. But another reason why I pulled out the DSLR is because I will be moving into my new office soon, my outdoor office, all going to plan. We're massively months behind schedule. At this point, I was hoping to really be in before the new school term started and the preschool started up in the house again, which has happened last week. So we missed that window of opportunity, all down to electricians who are just impossible to get, impossible to come out and actually get them to do any work. Second only to plumbers, who are worse. I've been trying to get a plumber for 10 years to my house to look at the underfloor heating and just can't. People come out and then look at it and then never come back, or any number. I'll not tell you about my plumber or electrician worries. But anyway, because of the electricians and a various number of electricians letting me down, we're a bit behind. And the guy who's doing all the other work, he's this kind of a jack of all trades type guy, has been, incidentally, jack of all trades is something that we kind of use in a sense now as a derogatory or kind of as a put down. But originally that sense of the word meant jack of all trades was meant as a compliment. It's a good thing. Not that they focused all their energy in one thing, but or be able to turn their hand to a number of things. Like a factotum, which is a great word, which just basically means jack of all trades, but it's someone who can, who's skilled in a wide variety of areas, or someone who does an awful lot of things. So say someone at work, in your office, who does, good at sorting out your computer, also good at doing reception, has a number of other jobs. There's a number of things around the office that, without them, the office would fall apart. There'd be a factotum. So anyway, the guy who's doing most of the work in the office has to be doing it in stages because he's waiting on, the electricity put in, different people, all of this thing. We have the ceiling done, we have the walls done, waiting on the electrician to come out, who was meant to be out yesterday, didn't show up. And once he's done, and it's literally an hour's work he has to do, and we can put the floor in, and then I can paint it and move all my stuff in. By putting this in, I mean I'm putting extra insulation in it, because it's an outdoor office and it's basically a big canister. I'm going to need some, good insulation, so I've spent that extra bit of dollars or euros in my sense just to get some good insulation in it, so that thinking long term rather than just trying to rush into it and trying to get in as soon as possible, do it right. I find that I want this place to be my equivalent of Jung's retreat, his tower, or you know, that kind of thing. This is my place. This is my sanctuary. This is my away from the world. This is where I will rest and recuperate, but also where I will finally get to do some art, because it's been, as I said in a previous video, this last year I really didn't get to do much. I've done a bit recently because I've been hired to do some stuff, and I kind of had to force myself into the situation of just getting knuckled in and doing it, and it was great, and I didn't feel I'd lost any skill by having taken a break. I recently picked up my guitar when I was at my dad's house, his guitar when I was out there, and that's the first time in a couple of years that I have touched an instrument in any sort of way. And I was quite rusty, and obviously enough, but I don't think it would take me too long to get back in. But with the art, I was straight back in. But, you know, there was no kind of, I didn't have to spend a couple of hours or a couple of days warming up or doing any of that kind of stuff. So that was good. So that is the main thing that's going on at the minute, is this office. And when I move into the office, I want to be able to have the DSLR set up at all times, so that I can just switch it on and go, and maybe go back to what I used to be doing, which is the two angles, you know, where I have maybe the Osmo Pocket tracking me, and this will be like a main thing. But the good thing about having the DSLR is that I'll be able to use the 35mm 1.8, which will give me that lovely kind of cinematic quality, the professional looking quality, in only 1080, of course. Not much I can do about that, because Nikon have decided that they're not going to continue this line of cameras. They're going to scrap most of their camera lines, which is great. I was hoping that they would do an updated version of this camera with 4K, because that would just be perfect, because all my lenses fit this, and they're not going to fit any new cameras now, which is, it is what it is. So if I have this set up the whole time and have a nice angle in the office, I think it will look great. Debating what colour I'm going to do in my office, my first inclination and my want would be to colour it, or to paint it like dark black, or my office at the minute is a dark grey. But I don't know how conducive that is to good mental health. I also don't know how good that is to good videos as well. I mean, for colour correcting videos and stuff like that, and for art and using anything on a screen, you should have a 50% neutral grey as your background, so that it doesn't, the colours of the room, of the office, aren't interfering with the colours that are appearing on the screen. I don't know how much I care about that, because I think you'd really need to be, you know, doing that professionally, in the sense of, obviously my art is professionally, but I mean colour correcting and stuff like that. And there's so many variables to monitor calibration and apps you use and all of that, that unless you're really going for it, unless you're really doing the full calibration, the full setup or whatever, I don't think any of that, doing one of them doesn't really matter, in my opinion. And I've got away with it so far that, I'm not really too concerned, because 50% grey on a wall would just look terrible aesthetically, and I don't want to do it. So what I'm debating is kind of a blue, you know, to go for that kind of teal and orange contrast that people like in cinematic things. But no, I don't like teal. Teal is a horrible colour. But you can get that kind of deep blue. I think it's a royal blue, I'm not sure, but that's, blue is an odd colour for me, because there's parts of blue spectrum that I adore, and when it goes a certain part, I just detest it. Like, it's, navy is one of my least favourite colours of all time. There's something about it that really bugs me. Really, it, when I look at it, it puts me off kilter in a sense. It's just, you know, whatever the vibe, vibrancy or the vibration that's going out, just, I just really don't like it. But a particular blue, it's almost like a deep sky blue, and then with the skirting boards and windows, a dark kind of mahogany brown, possibly, because I was going to do black, and then, I don't know, just black and blue, black and navy don't go together, and you're not allowed to do that, I've been told, particularly with clothes. My wife very much has drilled that into me. But then what colour do you do it for? You don't want a blue floor. Maybe you do want a blue floor. First world problems, people. You know, this is where I'm at. But if this is to be my sanctuary, and this is to be my creative space, and this is to be all of these things, you know, and this is the place where it'll be, where I will be meditating, it'll be all of those things, and I want it to be right, you know. And if I'm going to spend this amount of money on this, then you know, you have to get these things. There's no point in just going, throw up a bit of navy and throw in a bit of black. You know, I want to get it right. I want it to be conducive to my good health, good mental health, to my creativity, and to my solitude, and an environment where I can feel totally relaxed, where I can recharge, and where I can get shit done. You know, be self-contained, so I don't have to be out and about and worried about cars passing because there's noise, or whatever it is, or if it's raining or any of these things. So that's kind of it. The office is the main thing that's going on at the minute. Looking forward to getting that done. Looking forward to getting out of the house and the noise. I've been spending a lot of time with Alan Chapman, as I've mentioned in other videos. By that I mean virtually. Well, I mean I do talk to him most days, a couple of times a week on in the community thing. It's a great community, the Magia community, great people. And I'm really enjoying that, and it's kind of that's been coupled with a Peter Kingsley type affair that I've been doing, which is basically all I've been doing is listening to Peter Kingsley audios and reading his books. And I find him brilliant, and Alan Chapman speaks very highly of him in the sense of that I asked him, what do you disagree with Peter Kingsley? And he says, I once disagreed with him about one particular theory he had, or one particular view he had, and then when I learned a bit more, I could see where he was coming from. So at this point, I'm just not going to disagree with anything because he's probably right. Which I think is a very fair kind of answer. That seems, where he says, anyone else, if you ask me about anyone else, he also is a fan of Pierre Grimes, he would go, I have issue with some of the stuff, you know. So it's this particular, he says, a scholarship is of the highest order. And he's asked if that's, you know, if you're interested in that. I am interested in that, in that I want to know that's in order, but I don't care about it myself personally. Like, I want someone who I trust to tell me, yeah, that's good. His scholarship's A-okay. You don't have to, you know, go through the trail of going through the index and his references and making sure they're correct. Once someone has told me, yeah, they're pretty on the ball. It's good enough for me. So I do need it to be there. I just don't want to bother myself with the hassle of actually following through on it. But, so yeah, I've been doing lots of back meditating, really enjoying it. I've been lying down to meditate again. I'm getting 25 minutes in a day, and it's not a hassle. It's something I've been looking forward to. And if you've been following the blog or me for any length of time, you know I have just such a haphazard, dysfunctional relationship with meditation, where I can do it for a long while and then it just falls apart because I hate it. But at the minute I'm enjoying it. It's this kind of incubation, which I will talk about in another video, which I'm going to do after this video, and the Magia Fire Beloved and Underworld meditations from Alan Chapman. So I've been kind of mixing all that kind of up, and it's good. I'm enjoying it. Over the last couple of months, my mental health has been tested, to be sure. And today I'm in a good mood, good thing, but I'm suffering from having more down days than up days, but there's a lot going on, and there's an awful lot of things, variables and stuff that are a factor in all of these things, and I'm hoping that the new sanctuary will be a good thing for me, and that it will not fix my broken life. No, it will, in a sense, it'll certainly help me to get kind of the space I need to be able to thrive in this godforsaken planet. Anyway, so that's just kind of what I'm up to. I'm sure there was other things I wanted to talk about that I've forgotten about. That's it. I also, being the DSLR, I have to keep an eye on the time because you've only 20 minutes that you can record for, and then it decides it doesn't want to do it anymore. So, good people of the internet, until our next adventure, which will probably be back on the DJI Osmo Pocket, maybe not, I will talk to you next time. Be well.